Welcome to the AI for Roofers workshop. We're going to be going over a lot of really cool stuff today. I'm super excited about this because I've been geeking out about AI for the past 2 to 3 years. I would consider myself an expert at this point with AI. And so I'm going to be sharing quite a bit of things with y'all. I'm going to move as fast as I can. So keep up. There will be questions at the very end. I have some tools, so make sure that you stay to the very end. And I have some really free, cool stuff for you at the very, very end. But this right here is really near and dear to my heart. So let's go ahead and jump into it. All right. So first of all, let's start out with who am I, right? If you don't know me, my name is Chris Hunter. I am the chief marketing officer, really the CEO of RoofingSites.com. I'm also the author of this book right here, The Ultimate Guide to Digital Marketing for Roofers. Right. If you don't have this book in your hand, I'm going to give you a link at the very end. If you don't have this in your hand, you need this. As some of my mastermind group members will say that they have gone through it extensively. It's 336 pages of valuable information on how to market your roofing company. I am also a member of the National Roofing Contractors Association, the Roofing Contractors Association of Texas, and the Houston Area Roofing Contractors Association. I've been doing SEO for a long time, since 1998, in fact. That really dates me. The first site that I actually ranked was my own website on Yahoo, way back in the day before Google even existed. So I've been doing this stuff for a really, really long time. I first started my company in 2001. When I got out of the military, I was working on this jet behind me. I don't know if you can see this, but I was working on the F-117 stealth fighter and decided to become a web design guy. I really saw the vision of the internet back then. I still see it, and it's just a reality of our day now. But just know that I've been doing this a long time. Random fact about me, I love backpacking in the mountains. I went this past year, went to Philmont Scout Ranch. My sons are into scouts, and so am I. I'm the committee chair for my scout troop, but we went to Philmont Scout Ranch and hiked in the mountains there. We did about 100 miles or so at elevation, so it was just a lot of fun. I am on a mission to double the size of 100 roofing companies before 2028. If you're here, this is a good start. If you are not part of our mastermind, which we do have some mastermind group members here, if you're not a client, this is a great start because AI is taking over the world, okay? Which, by the way, brings us to this next slide here. AI is extremely hot right now. There are tools being provided and created left and right, okay? And AI is starting to become a day-to-day operations type thing. And really, I see it as a tool in order to do a lot of the tasks that we need done. This helps you become more efficient. It's not this thing that's going to take over, right? It might, who knows, right? But if it's anything like my Roomba that gets stuck every 10 minutes, you know, then it's most likely not going to take over. But AI, it stands for artificial intelligence. It's been around for a really long time. We as a marketing company have been using it for the past 3 years inside of our company in improving our workflows and improving how we do business for us and our clients. Again, I view it as a tool. The problem with AI at this point right now, because there are so many tools coming out, is that there are too many choices sometimes, right? There are tons and tons of tools, and you can spend a lot of time going down rabbit holes on trying to figure out what's going to work for you and your company. What we're going to talk about here today is, and what I'm going to share with you, are some ways that you can use it for marketing specifically. And at the very end, I'm going to show you how you can use it for sales for your company. Super, super cool stuff. But the problem, another problem, is that maybe you're not quite sure how to use it. Okay, so that's why we're going to go over these things. And the problem that I find is that if you don't know how to use a tool, you end up getting stuck in this analysis paralysis, right? You have a hard time trying to figure out, well, how do I even incorporate this? And you just end up pushing it to the side. The problem with that is that if you view it, if the way that I view it is like a virtual assistant, you can use it exactly like that to do small tasks in order to do things for you. So what skills do you even need to use for AI? Well, it's a wide range. And what we're going to go over here today is really just more along the lines of how to use ChatGPT specifically, because that is a widely available tool. And I've built some tools for my company that we're going to share with you today on how to do some of the tasks that need to be done for marketing specifically, and then eventually for sales. The skills that you need, I view AI as, I don't know, like an assistant, like an employee. How would you talk to an employee to, if you wanted them to do something for you? That's how I kind of interact with ChatGPT. I give it context. I give it instructions. Iterate, right? Meaning that we change those instructions over time and we fine tune those. And these instructions are called in the AI world prompts. Okay. A prompt. And prompts are simply a way to interact with the large language model, which is really the AI that we're talking about here. OpenAI created ChatGPT and released it. Gosh, it's been a year and 2 months, 3 months at this point. Most everybody is using ChatGPT or has used ChatGPT at this point. But what I'm going to show you today is how to use it way more efficiently for marketing tasks specifically. Which brings us to this next step here is that I view marketing, I'm a very systemized kind of guy. I read the E-Myth probably, I don't know, 15 years ago at this point. And the E-Myth, I'm a book nerd, by the way. I see all these books back behind me. I've read every one of those. These are all business books. I'm a book geek. So I like to read books on how to do things better. And I like to take experiences from those books. And even if it's one golden nugget or two, take them and actually implement them in my business and my clients' businesses for that matter. When I say I'm a systemized guy, I learned this honestly in the military when I was working on this jet right here, right? I mentioned that I worked in the military on the F-117. What I found out as a crew chief is that one, I was not meant to be a mechanic. I was meant to do exactly this right here, which is sit behind a computer inside of air conditioning and help people with their websites and grow their business. I was not meant, God did not put me on this earth in order to work on jets. I'm here to help you grow. What I learned here, though, is that systems have machines in those systems, right? The overall jet, this jet, has two engines. It has all sorts of systems. It has hydraulic system. It has all sorts of things inside of it. I view a business as a collection of systems. Everybody has a system for operations, how you actually roof, okay, how you get roofs either repaired or replaced. If you do siding, windows, gutters, solar, you have systems how you do all of that stuff inside of operations. You also have systems for how you do sales. Hopefully you do. You have a system of how you create your estimates. You have a system of how you interact with people. You have systems for all of that, right? How to actually close those sales. You have systems for hiring people. You have systems for how you get paid, how you pay people out. But yet, after assessing over 1,000 roofing companies' marketing systems, we have found that very few of y'all actually have these systems in place. What I'm going to share with you here today, if you don't quite know, is that I've developed a system for marketing. Okay. And I call it the 4R roofing marketing system. It is made up of four pillars. And I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on this because we've got some really cool stuff to go over. But I think that it's in the overall context of what we are going to talk about today, this is going to make a little bit more sense. So the bottom pillar, the first pillar, is your reputation. You will not be able to do anything above this without a solid reputation. It's just like the foundation of a house or a building, is that if that foundation is not solid, nothing that you do is going to stand up above it. Next pillar is reach. This is when most people talk about marketing, this is what they think of. Reach is simply getting in front of more people today than knew about you yesterday. Simple, right? For us, it's search engine optimization, Google ads, Google maps, local service ads, Facebook ads, social media, content marketing. A lot of things fit into this pillar. A lot of activities fit into this pillar. And a lot of what we're going to talk about today is inside of this pillar here. Now, resell is our next pillar. You're 15 times, the latest research says you are 15 times more likely to sell to someone who has purchased from you before. but yet, after 1,000 assessments of roofers marketing, nobody's doing this. Nobody is going back to the well of your prior customers and asking, hey, do you need help again? They're not staying top of mind for sure with a monthly newsletter. These are simple things to do, but yet nobody's doing it. And again, these are the easiest sales to make, okay? Because if they purchase from you before and you cross sell with, let's say, gutter, siding, windows, solar, you're 15 times more likely to make that sale. So why don't you? Anyways, all right, I'll get off my soapbox here. Referral is the next pillar. This is how most of y'all build your businesses, and us included, right? This is how we build our businesses. But yet, very few of y'all have this system in place, have a referral program in place, and that all of your employees know about it, all of your customers know about it, everyone in your influencer circle knows about your referral program. Most of y'all make it up as you go, but why not formalize it and make sure that everyone around you knows about it? So this is the 4R roofing marketing system. The four pillars are really, it's the framework that works. I will say that this is an evergreen system because things are going to stop working. And as machines stop working, you take those machines out and you replace them with machines that do work. Can we all agree on that? That's how any system should work, is that if something stops working, you replace it with something that does. So for instance, when I first went into business in 2001, I was told by everyone at the Chamber of Commerce that I needed a Yellow Pages ad. Yellow Pages don't really exist anymore because this $1,000 machine sitting in everybody's pocket, along with Google, has replaced that. And when I'm referring to you, this, by the way, is your iPhone or Android. You know, that's a $1,000 machine. That is no longer in this system, really, honestly, never was. The Yellow Pages just don't work. They flat out don't work. Google works right now. If Google stops working and it's replaced by, I don't know, Siri, if Siri actually worked, how many times that you try to ask Siri something and it has no idea, eventually Apple's going to figure that out. And when it does, it's going to probably replace Google. So therefore, Google will be replaced inside of this system with Siri, okay, and whatever else that comes along. Your business needs a system, needs a marketing system. So moving beyond this, let's talk. I want everyone to download this right now. There's a QR code, pull out your phone. If you're on your phone, just hit the link, or go to roofingsites.com/AI-workbook. So this workbook is going to have some important links inside of it. If you're watching this on YouTube later, right, just use the QR code or use the link that's down inside of the description. All right, so I'm going to bring open this workbook. Inside of this workbook, we of course have the 4R roofing marketing system, what I just went over. All right, so we've got a few downloads. The very first one that I want to put into your hands is this AI prompt cheat sheet. This is something that my mastermind members already have, okay? But if you don't have this bookmarked, go ahead and bookmark this. This is a listing, I think it's around 1,000 prompts, all right? Remember we were talking about prompts. These are things that you can copy and paste into ChatGPT, right? In order to accomplish very specific things. Tons and tons of these prompts. A buddy of mine actually shared that with me and gave me permission to be able to share that out because it is super, super valuable. So that's the very first tool that I want to put into your hands. So let's say that you want to create, let me see, the big one here is doing content, right? What we're going to talk about today. So right here inside of the content prompts, basically what you would do is that you would copy this entire prompt and put that into ChatGPT, and it should be able to give you roughly what you're looking for. So for instance, on this is a landing page prompt, new article prompt, Google Bard, right? If you go to Google Bard, which is now Gemini, we need to update this, but you know, Gemini, you go to gemini.google.com and you could put this in there to get 30 topics and so forth. There's all sorts of really cool nuggets that you can get in here. I highly suggest that go ahead and download this, copy this over, go to file, copy, make a copy right here over and copy it over into your drive. So this is the free SEO prompts that we're going to give to you today just for being here. So next down the list here is that we've built a lot of tools for us and for our clients. Some of these, my mastermind members that are on this call are going to recognize. We're going to go through them real quick. Some of them are brand spanking new, like literally got produced this week. The first one is a brand new one that is the Roofing AI SEO Expert. This is an SEO expert. SEO stands for search engine optimization. This is essentially how do you get ranked on Google. I want you to use this tool right here. And by the way, real quick, before I jump into this, you have to have a login into ChatGPT in order to use this tool. You also must have a paid version of ChatGPT, which I guarantee if you use these tools, it is the cheapest tools that you're going to be able to find online that's going to get the job done. The paid version of ChatGPT costs about $20 a month. That is the best spent money that you will spend on any kind of marketing tools. Over here, we've got all of our items that assistants, I like to call them, right? They're custom GPTs, but these are all the assistants that we have generated, that we've created. All right, so the first one here is your Roofing AI SEO Expert. You want to use this tool here to figure out why you're not ranking. So it starts right here, evaluate my page. So in this example, I'm going to do a quick search here. Maurice, by the way, is in my mastermind group. All right, we meet every week and go over his marketing. So I'm very in tune with what's going on here. So Maurice is with A1 Roofing and he is in Columbia, Maryland. So we want to do a search for roofing company, Columbia, Maryland. As you can see, I've done that search before. And if we come down here, we notice that he's in the number third spot. How do we get from here to here? How does he beat out his competition, who is Columbia Roofing? So I'm going to open both of those into different tabs. I'm going to grab his URL, which Google is ranking number third right now inside of the organic area. I'm going to come over here, back over here to ChatGPT, and I'm going to hit Control Paste, Control V, put that in there. And it's going to come back and ask me, it's going to search its knowledge base. So this tool has been trained, by the way, on Google's guidelines, right? Google has a PDF document that it has released for their people to go and manually check websites. It's about 300 pages long, about as long as my book here. We've trained this tool on that. So it is an expert on search engine optimization and what you should and should not be doing. Okay, so it came in, asked me, okay, well, what's your competitor's keyword? Okay, so we just simply put in our keyword that we just searched for, roofing company, Columbia, Maryland. So it says here, please provide up to 3 URLs for competing articles. I'm just going to give it the 1 because, and it's probably going to spit back it's going to go ahead. All right. So sometimes it comes back and it says, hey, I need more, right? I asked you for 3. So it's going through, it's analyzing both of those websites and it's giving me very specific tasks in order to outrank them and what, in Google's eyes, that website is doing better than you. So it's going through, it's going to take a few minutes to do this, all right? And it's going to spit that back out. As you can see, it's going through, blah, blah, blah. These are very specific things that we need to do. We need to depth and detail of content. Content should thoroughly address the user's query. So maybe on that page, we need to have just a little bit more text. On this one right here, expertise and credibility. The article should demonstrate expertise in the roofing industry, particularly in the Columbia, Maryland area. So maybe, just maybe, we should put some testimonials, right, on that page. Maybe we should put some videos explaining what you do and how you've helped people inside of the Maryland area. Maybe you should put job site photos on this page that, by the way, again, are uploaded with this $1,000 machine, right, that's sitting in your pocket. If you turn off the privacy settings inside of your camera, it'll put the latitude and longitude inside of there. And so therefore, as you upload your job site photos, if you're doing photos after every job and you're uploading those to this page, that'll help prove your expertise that you can do the work for it. Fulfillment of users' intent, whether they should hire a company seeking roofing advice or researching the best roofing options. So right here, it tells you exactly what you need to do. All right, we're not going to spend too much time on this, but this is really cool. Maurice, I'm going to give this tool over to you. Use the workbook. Use it. Figure out why you're not ranking every single page. Just go through those search by search, figure that out, and keep iterating, keep doing it better. All right, so that's tool number 1. All right, the SEO expert. The next one here is the marketing expert. All right, so this tool is pretty cool because it's been trained on my book. I uploaded my book to this tool. 336 pages of past 20 plus years of my knowledge on ranking websites and doing all this marketing stuff. It knows all of that. So it's been trained on it. So what can you use this for? Well, I don't know. Let's give it a shot. Let's tell it, hey, I'd like to create some social posts for this next week for my roofing company. And again, I'm going to use A1 Roofing, right? Let's give it some context. My company is A1 Roofing in A1 Kanga Roofing in Maryland, in Columbia, Maryland. I'd like to create some social posts for the next month. Let's see what it does. It's going to search through the knowledge base, which is, by the way, searching through my book. So that's why it takes a few seconds. It's going to come back and it's going to either ask me a question, what would we want to post, or it's going to give me a whole bunch of social posts. So it's literally doing that, right? Before and after showcase, some customer testimonials, roofing tips, meet the team, behind the scenes, local community events, season maintenance tips, FAQ Friday. So it's going through and giving me ideas of what we could post. All right. So if you're stuck on something in marketing, use this tool, ask it. It's a general marketing assistant. Let's say that you wanted to create some nurture campaigns. So nurture campaigns are basically when someone comes into your sales funnel, they fill out a form on your website. Let's say that you wanted to give them a drip series of emails, all right, to get them to know, like, and trust you. All right. Use this assistant. Ask it. Hey, I'd like to create a series of 3 emails to send out to customers, you know, as they fill out my forms on my website and have it do it. So that's tool number 2, all right? AI marketing expert. Next one is brand spanking new, because one of the issues that we have in writing specifically content for the internet is coming up with ideas for titles. So we created a tool. Create a list of titles for me. Just click the button there, okay, saying to help create a list of titles, either upload an Excel sheet. I don't have that currently right now. So I'm just going to tell it generally the topic that I would like to become authoritative on. I'm just going to say roofing. Keep it general. Let's see what happens. So it's going to create a list of blog post titles based on 4 types of posts: listicle, how-to, tips, and why. And it's going to simply go through and create a whole lot of these. I've asked it to create 10 at least for me. So it's coming up and creating a whole bunch of these. Nice, easy titles that you can now take. Say this one, I want to take this. Now you take this and you go into the article generator, right? Which is the next tool right here, article creator. And I'm going to say create an SEO optimized blog article. See how easy this is, guys? Now, why are we doing this? This is because in order to rank, by the way, on Google, you've got to have landing pages, you've got to have articles, and you have to have content, text that Google really, really likes, okay? So in order to create this article, to get started on crafting your SEO-optimized blog article, could you please specify the main keyword for the article? I'm just going to paste in. Oops, nope. I'm going to say roofing, because that's the keyword that we used in as a topic. Do you have a specific title in mind? I do. In fact, 10 essential types of roofing materials for your home. Awesome. So now it's been trained. Again, it's been trained on my book. It's been trained on how to write articles, right, with other articles that we've written for clients over the years. So it's going through and it's first generating an outline, because I find with ChatGPT, it is a lot easier to get the output that you want when you have it create it in steps. So the first step here is an outline. All right. It says, and gave me this outline. Looks pretty good to me. It's got 10 things here, you know, green roof, solar tiles, all of the things that we would want to write about with that blog title. Shall we proceed? Yes. So using ChatGPT, it's just a simple conversation. If you keep it conversational, you get the output that you want. With these tools have been trained, but if you're using ChatGPT generally, you want to give it context. What are we generally going to do? Then give it the instructions. And I find that you get a lot better output when you do stuff like that. So this is going to keep on going, but essentially this is going to create a fully optimized SEO optimized article. You just have to keep telling it yes or proceed. All right. The next one here is our landing page creator. All right. So I told it earlier, I just grabbed one here. I told it earlier to create an SEO optimized landing page, right? And then I gave it roofing company in College Station, Texas. All right. I can do the same thing. This doesn't take too long. It's kind of like the other one. All right. When I go to the landing page creator, create an SEO optimized landing page, just needs the keyword. So I'm going to say roofing company, Columbia, since we've been using you. Columbia. Again, it's searching its knowledge base. We've trained it. So it's going to search its knowledge base here. And then it's going to go ahead and create that landing page for me. What is a landing page? A landing page is somewhere where a visitor, well, one that is optimized for that specific search. I find that if you have landing pages that are completely optimized for a specific search, i.e. roofing company in wherever your location is, or roofer in whatever your location is, or roof repair in whatever your location is, you have a specific page that is built off of that specific search. And additionally, it's also, by the way, made when you put this on your website, need to have call to actions on it with your phone number. Please put your phone number, make it easy for people to call you if that's what you want them to do. Put your phone number everywhere. And Ross says, I would also recommend going through reading what ChatGPT produces, edit it, always edit, and also add personalized content. So it isn't just a straight copy and paste. I agree with that. In fact, if you look in here in the output of these pages, it says include blogs here, include testimonials here, right? It just has placeholders for where you would do that. You can have, if you're using WordPress, you can pull those things in dynamically with plugins and have your blogs that we're creating again, right? On the other tab there, those blogs, those articles are what prove to Google that you have expertise in that search. Is this all cool? Everybody understand these tools? There's a few tools there, right? We've gone over the SEO expert, the marketing expert, the title creator, the landing page creator, and the blog article creator. All right. These are all free to use for you if you're a paying member of ChatGPT. This is where marketing is going these days, right? And it's important to stay on top of these types of things, right? ChatGPT is just one of the tools that's out there, y'all. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of other tools, AI tools that are being developed, hundreds of them every single day. In fact, if you want to stay on top of that, I'm going to show my toolbar here again. See all these? I have bookmarked. You can say I've gone down quite a rabbit hole here of things and testing things out and so forth. I've been testing one out. It's called Olympia. Olympia is basically your entire sales force. It's your sales force. It's your executive assistant. It's your project manager. Sorry, Ross. It's not going to replace you. Trust me. Right. This is trained on your business. All right. You can go in here and you can tell it, hey, do this for me, and it'll go out and do it. Now, the drawback right now that I found with this specific tool is that it is not hooked up to the internet yet. Meaning it can do what ChatGPT can do. It can go out, to using Bing or something like that. It can go out to the internet. It's not hooked up to do specific tasks on the internet, right? Which is what I wanted it for. I wanted it to be an executive assistant and manage my inbox, manage my calendar for me, just like I would have an executive assistant or administrative assistant do. This is really close. They told me that this is going to be really, really close within the next couple of months. So this would be a tool top of my list to stay in tuned with. Other tools that are out there, if you want to go down rabbit holes, right? There are all sorts of things out there from video generation, right? We've tested that out. We've tested out another one that is on our radar. It's really, really close, right? It's something called Air AI. This can take your phone calls. Right? That's the number one problem that all roofers have, is answering your phones. And I know this because I've listened to, the phone records. If you're busy, it's hard to get someone to answer your phone. You have to pay someone to do that, right? Well, what if you had AI that could do that? This is really, 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 really close. There's a little bit of a delay. There's about a 1 second delay in between when someone responds or says something on the phone to when the AI responds. But I think that they're going to be there in about 6 months, that they are going to be able to answer the phone for you just like someone, and in fact, better, right? In my experience, I had someone that I hired many, many years ago, a college student that I hired to answer phones for us. She was an administrative assistant. I called into the office once and she said, yeah. And I'm like, whoa, is that how you answer the phone? Well, yeah, that's not how you answer my phone. So I had to train her how to answer phones, right? Hello, this is, you know, thanks for calling Marketing Heroes. How can I help you? So anyways, this can be trained a lot easier than an actual human to be able to answer your phones. All right. So this is super, super cool. I'm excited at this one. I think that this is going to revolutionize everything for all of our clients as well as ourselves. Anyway, so these are some of the tools. What I really want to show you, and this is something that we've been working on for the past, I don't know, 6 months or so. So this is an AI sales assistant that, so right over here, we've got a little chat feature on this webpage. If you, by the way, go to go.roofingsites.com to download my book if you do not have my book in your hand. But while you're there, go test out this feature. Enter your question below and we'll get right back to you. And I'm just going to say hello. What's happening in the back end here, okay, and I'm going to illustrate this, I'm going to show you, is that right here inside of our CRM, that was me typing hello. It created an opportunity, okay, because this is a brand new person coming into our sales funnel. But watch this. We have it paused for about 8 seconds before the AI actually responds. Hi there. Are you the owner or manager of a roofing company? Boom, right there. They're qualifying this person coming in based off of how we have told them that we want to qualify. We want to make sure that we're talking to the roofing company owner. We want to make sure that we can do business together. I'm just going to say yes. Next qualifying question is going to come in. It's going to take a few seconds. We've trained it to take a few seconds here for a delay because that's what humans would do. Humans would sit there and text, right? And take a few seconds. We don't want it to seem like AI, right? But it is. It's 100%. And so this tool is trained to be able to go through the qualification questions. If you qualify, then it's going to say, hey, would you like to jump into a strategy session with Chris? Me, right? If you say yes, it's going to come back and it's going to ask, great, how about tomorrow at 1 or 3, depending on basically what my calendar has available. Great. Does your company have multiple employees? Yes. As you can see, we're just going through this. This is all coming in through our CRM in the back end. This is all trained to do all of that. How cool is this? I'm geeking out here. This is super cool. This is going to help all of our clients out completely, as well as ourselves, on getting appointments. I mean, straight up, it's pretty cool. So that's the kind of stuff that AI can start doing. What CRM are you using? I'm using our CRM called the Appointment Machine. This does all sorts of other things, and we can do a whole workshop on this whole thing, but it can go through and do all sorts of cool stuff like this right here. It can do appointments, opportunities. You can manage all that stuff. So there's a lot of things that go into this. This is where my employees are. This is where our clients are. This, most of y'all use AccuLinks or JobNimbus or something like that. This is kind of the front end piece to something like that. Once a sale, you know, gets to a certain stage in your pipeline, we have it available to where it can put that contact into AccuLinks or JobNimbus or pretty much any CRM that's out there. So anyways, it's called the Appointment Machine. All right. So this is pretty cool. I'm geeking out completely about this technology because this is going to help by itself probably double a lot of roofing companies. So super, super excited about this. We are releasing this. We haven't released it yet. We're beta testing on a few of our own clients, getting it fine-tuned. But we're thinking it's probably going to be in the range of around $300 a month, $297 a month, to be able to use this tool and plug it right into your website. This, by the way, also works if someone reaches out to you via Google Business Profile, if someone reaches out to you via Facebook Instant Message, if someone reaches out to you via Instagram, any of those, if someone texts you, it can respond, and it does respond, and it's really cool. So all of these things are pretty, you know, all of these channels, we've built it in to where it will respond for you and qualify and make the appointment, the number one thing. All right. So give me one if you think that's pretty cool in the chat. Give me one in the chat. Super cool. Yeah. Yeah. I'm totally geeking out about that. Let's get back to this. Okay, so what we've gone over really briefly, just because we're coming up to the top of the hour, I want to respect everyone's time here, is, you know, we talked about the 4R roofing marketing system. I'm not going to go too deep into this. I've got several workshops that I do. Just go back to YouTube and go find our workshops that tell you all of how this all works, the 4R marketing system works. So the steps to build the ultimate AI marketing machine, right, which is what we kind of went over, was AI for SEO, for website content, social media, sales nurturing, and most importantly, AI for sales. It's pretty cool. All right, now, since y'all have stayed here till the very end, thank y'all very much. If you do not have my book in your hand, go here and we'll send you a digital copy of it. Go to go.roofingsites.com. If you're listening to this later on my podcast, Roofer Growth Hacks, go to go.roofingsites.com and we will send you a free book. Number two, I'm going to give you a free an AI SEO course that shows you exactly how to do all the stuff that we just went over today a little bit more in depth. It's going to put all of those tools in your hands as well. So just go to roofingsites.com/roofer-AI-SEO. That's roofingsites.com/roofer-AI-SEO. If you're watching this, if you're live with us, just use the QR code. Might be a little bit easier. Or inside of the chat, Ross here is providing that link. Number three, third way to work with us here is that we can help you. If you need help with your marketing, we've kind of been doing this a while. We wrote the book on it. Just go to roofingsites.com/schedule and we will work out a plan that is customized to you and your business and help you to double the size of your company. Remember at the first, I said that our goal at roofingsites.com is literally to double your company. These are the three main ways that we can do this through the book, through the SEO course. You can, of course, join our mastermind group. We've got some mastermind members here, right? You can join the mastermind group. Just go to our website down there at the very bottom. There's a link to it. That's it. That's all I have, y'all. Have any questions? Feel free to unmute yourself and we can jump in and answer any questions in the next 10 minutes. All right.
Just before you go, we do get a question from Ed here real quick. He's asking if there's anything out there to get better ads via AI.
Ooh, that is a great question. So I think that there are a couple of tools that are out there. We have not tested those, honestly. Our ads guy might be using those, but I'm not aware of that.
You know, just to be honest, if you wanted to do something really quick and simple, you can use Chat. I would just say, let's just do that real quick. If you don't mind, pull up ChatGPT, Chris. And I always prefer it to...
Actually, let me go to the marketing assistant.
Yep, marketing assistant. And what platform do you want to use it on? Either Google or usually the other ones can be Meta, Facebook. And you just type in like, hey, and as a side note, I always find out I figure ChatGPT works a little bit better if I'm polite with it for some reason. So I always say, hello, how are you doing today? I'm looking to create some ad content for my business. I'm a roofing company called this. These are the services we offer. I want to go ahead and start doing some search ads on Google. Can you help me come up with some content? And just by putting that in, you'll get something very basic, at least to start with. You know, if you wanted to also put in certain type of keywords that you wanted to search for, like, you know, free inspections or something like that, you know, or if you wanted to do, you know, new roof campaigns, metal roof campaigns, storm damage campaigns, you just kind of narrow it down a little bit better that way. But this one will come up with something pretty basic. And then what I've also noticed, if you tell it you're going to be doing something for Facebook or Meta as well, they also will utilize that format a little bit better and you'll get some cool emojis and things like that thrown in also.
Awesome.
Hopefully that helps.
I see that. Yeah. So I gave it a really small prompt. This is a really small prompt, by the way, right? But basically, I'd like to create some Google ad content for my roofing company, A1 Kango Roof, right? Working with Maurice here. We're located in Columbia, Maryland. For your Google ad content, consider blah, 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 right? Gave me general advice here, right? So let's tell it create and a search ad with title and
title highlights, descriptions, site links. You can get into super detail.
There we go. So if you noticed, it gave me very generic because I gave it a generic prompt, But if I give it more specific instructions, again, think of this as an employee that if you give them very general instructions, they're going to do general stuff, right? If you give them very specific instructions, they're going to do very specific things. So make sure that you give it very specific instructions, okay, like I just did. So it gave me the ad, the description, as well as the title to use. Easy, huh?
And then I would also suggest have ChatGPT open. Also open up your Google Search Console. And when it's asking for a title, tell ChatGPT you need a title. Look at description and just follow through what Google's asking and ask ChatGPT to provide you with a response. Again, never just straight copy and paste. Read it, make it your own, and kind of work down your way from there. And then targeting customers for AI is your next question, Ed. You know, say, hey, you know, is there a good target audience you want to go ahead and focus on? You know, Google's a little different. Facebook is a little different with targeting. You can pick up different groups and things like that. Mm-hmm. Your best bet, take your customer list that you currently have, grab all of their phone numbers, grab all of their emails, upload that to a custom audience, create a lookalike audience of that one. That way, like Chris had said earlier in this workshop about how you're 15 times more likely to resell to someone you've already done business with. So if you create an audience based on your current contact list, that way you're going to get something really more fine-tuned for what you're actually trying to go after. Your other mm-hmm. option, go scrape some leads. You know, there's options like that out there too.
Yeah, and really targeting these days, just throwing this out there, both Google and Meta, right, which runs Facebook and Instagram ads, both of those platforms are heavily using AI for their algorithms. For the most part, you can leave it wide open and let it figure it out. What we like to do with Google ads specifically is if we're using search ads, we want to target, laser target those areas that we are targeting. And I like to tell everyone, let's target those $5 million plus homes, right? Let's target those things instead of using a shotgun approach to your entire service area, which is what most roofers do. If you go about it, remember that I worked on this jet back here. This jet F-117 was introduced, what, 1991 in Desert Storm. I was an 18-year-old sitting there watching that on TV, and they showed the bombs being laser-guided in to the bunkers, right? Y'all remember that? I don't know. You might not. You might not have been. Ross, I don't think you're old enough for that. But the thing with that is that we want to do the same thing with our ads. Instead of shotgun, let's laser target those things. Let's laser bomb those things, right? So how do you target those homes? You know your service area better than anyone else. You know what neighborhoods those are. You can pinpoint those ads down to, what did we figure out? A mile radius, 2 mile radius, Ross?
So you could actually base it down to a kilometer, which is like 0.6 of a mile radius. Yeah. So where you can get really close in. And then you had asked, you know, how do you target those $5 million plus homes? Again, you could utilize ChatGPT. This one's, it's not as 100% accurate because it's using archived data. I think the recent, it's like, I think ChatGPT is up to like 2022 now, like March 2022. If it were me, I'd be going, look, I need to go ahead and get a list of affluent neighborhoods in this, like, say you're in Texas, for example. Say, hey, I'm in Texas. I need to go ahead. I need a list of neighborhoods in Houston, for example. And then you could also ask it to break it down by what the average home value is. You can even ask to see what the average income of the people living in that area as well, too. So where you know you're also focused on higher end homes, people with a little bit better income, too. And it all bases off of the whatever census report is pulling off of, too. So how would you normally go about it and just kind of, you know, ask where it's at. And what Chris is using right now, Gemini, what's cool about Gemini is it uses the most recent data. It's not using archive footage at all.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. And Gemini is hooked up to Google, right? Used to be known as Bard, right? But now they renamed it, of course. It's Google. So they've got to rename their stuff every, you know, 3 or 4 months, it seems like. For instance, Google Business Profile used to be Google My Business, which used to be Google Plus, right? Anyway, so it's Gemini now. So just go to gemini.google.com. You should be able to log in with your normal Google login with it. So it's hooked up directly to Google. So that would be where I would do my demographic research, because it's got the latest stats for that, right? So it's saying here, you know, and I asked it, what's the highest income neighborhoods in Columbia, Maryland? Several sources point to Clarksville, River Hill, Harper's Choice West, Woodley, Hickory Ridge, and Kendall Ridge as the neighborhoods with the highest median income. That's what's going to give you access to those larger homes, because people that are making more money are going to live in larger homes, right? So that's what you want to target. Thank y'all for coming to the webinar, the workshop here. We will have another one. The next one is going to be really cool. And that is going to be on March 21st at 1 p.m. And we're bringing on Paul Sandeman. And he's going to show you how to hire the best people ever and how to get the best people hired into your organization. I'm pretty excited about that workshop. So be sure to tune in, put that down on your calendars. And that's, of course, March 21st at 1 p.m. Texas time, the best time. Well, y'all have a great day. Take care.